Of the baker's dozen books I've written in the past quarter century, I think the most important is my 101 Ways to Help Birds, which was published by Stackpole in 2006. It took over 2 years to write it. I started it right after the Midwest Birding Symposium in September 2003, after spending the weekend energized and inspired by a host of prominent conservationists. On the drive home, I was suddenly struck by the fact that I did not know of any book that thoroughly covered the broad span of threats birds face from every direction and what we can do to help. My daughter Katie and I came up with my working title, Resounding Spring, 101 Ways to Help Birds and Prevent a Real Silent Spring, and I dedicated the book to Rachel Carson, quote, who understood that the future of humans and birds is inextricably intertwined. We're all in this together. I included all kinds of issues that even today few bird conservationists are focused on, such as number 2, eat lower on the food chain and especially eat less beef, number 8, build or choose a home with the least impact on the natural world, number 10, buy lumber or furniture with a Sustainable Forestry Initiative or Forest Stewardship Council logo or buy used, and number 27, cut hay and alfalfa as late in the breeding season as possible. As I researched how these issues, from conserving water and energy to removing unnecessary fencing, affect bird populations, I felt increasingly depressed and hopeless. It did not help that the book was rejected by a few major publishers that have long specialized in titles important for birders, including Houghton Mifflin, the original publisher of Silent Spring. I didn't get any negative feedback about the content or my approach. Indeed, the Bird Book Acquisitions editor at one major publisher wrote me a personal letter about how much he loved the book and how much he wanted them to publish it, but he said the publishers decided there was no market for books about bird conservation. And every publisher said the implied reference to Rachel Carson in the title would have to go. As we were approaching the 2007 centennial of her birth, a groundswell of negative publicity against her and for the return to the widespread use of DDT made publishers nervous. Ironically, Rodale, the publisher of Al Gore's book about climate change, rejected the book out of hand, not because it was about conservation, but because it didn't go far enough, at least with regard to pesticides. If Rodale thought I was not preachy enough, a couple of prominent conservationists thought I was too preachy and negative. All I could do was follow my own lights and make my work as good as I could. It would be lovely if other conservationists wrote better books that cover these issues. I also wish conservation books sold as well as field guides and that we had as broad a selection of them. 101 Ways to Help Birds is still in print and easily purchased online. A handful of bookstores, especially associated with National Wildlife Refuge associations and other conservation organizations, make a point of keeping it in stock. But I wrote the book to help birds and want the information out there however I can do it. All 101 ways are listed on my webpage, lauraerickson.com, at the top under Ways to Help. The ways are listed in separate boxes. Any of those boxes that have a photo background can now be clicked to see the entire text from the book and also photos. Unfortunately, I cannot find digital copies of the book, so I'm typing out the entire text entry by entry, which is time-consuming. But I'm noticing that even though the book is over 10 years old now, most of the information is still accurate. After I finished adding all the entries, I'll start adding updated information and resources. If you know of any sources you'd like me to include, please let me know. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.